Now, let me begin this because it's actually a very wonderful epistle, and we want to spend some time in this epistle to get something of the sweetness of it. He says, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Now, this is quite wonderful. It's Paul and Timotheus. Now, again, I must call your attention to it. Paul brings this young preacher, puts him right by the side of him, encouraging him, this young man, Timothy. Paul loved him. He was his son in the Lord, as he calls him, and he was interested in him. Now, I get letters from former students, and from many folk that in my ministry over the years have come to a knowledge of Christ somewhere where I was a pastor. And you don't know what that does for you today. And I just feel like, very frankly, all of these are rather my children. I've got a whole lot of children scattered around over this world today. And I love them in the Lord. I feel like putting every one of them, Paul and Timotheus, Vernon McGee and all of them. I want to put them right along with us today. And I think it was a marvelous gesture on the part of Paul to put this young preacher right down by the side of him. And Paul's name has come down through the centuries. And everywhere you hear about Paul, you're going to hear about Timothy. Paul saw to that. How wonderful. Now he calls themselves the servants of Jesus Christ. Now, back in Galatians, you remember, he says, Paul, an apostle. He rests on his apostleship and defends it. And you find him doing that again and again. He does it with the Corinthians. But here, he loved these Philippians. He didn't have to defend himself because they loved him. And they knew he was an apostle. They had all been led to the Lord by him. Paul and Timotheus, we're the servants of Jesus Christ. And he takes this humble place, the place that belonged to him. And he says to all the saints. Now, he's not writing to one little clique in the Philippian church. He's not writing to Miss Syntyche's group or to Miss Euodius's group. He's writing to all the saints. And every believer is the same. In fact, the human family is divided up in just two groups, saints and ain'ts. And if you ain't a saint, you ain't, you see. Saints are believers in Christ. And they're not that because of their conduct, but because of their position in Christ, which simply means this. Anything that is saint or holy, the same word here, means separated for the use of God, that which belongs to God. Why, the old pots and pans in the tabernacle were called holy vessels. And they were sure beaten and battered. Didn't look holy, but they were. Why? They were set aside for the use of God. And that should be the position of every child of God, set aside for the use of God, to all the saints. Now, they're in Christ Jesus. Now, I've dwelt on that word so many times, I'm not going to dwell on it today, but what does it mean to be saved? It means to be in Christ Jesus. And you get there by faith in Christ. Now, the Holy Spirit baptizes you into the body of Christ, and you're put in Christ by the Spirit of God, by what we know as the baptism. They are in Christ Jesus, but they're at Philippi. And actually, it doesn't make any difference where they're at. That sentence is not grammatical, but it's sure true. Where are you at today? You may be at Los Angeles. You may be way back yonder in Duluth, Minnesota. You could be way down in Boca Raton, Florida. It won't make any difference where you are at. It's whether you're in Christ Jesus. That's the important thing. Now he says, with the bishops and deacons. Now, the very interesting thing here, and I think probably this might be the good place to mention, bishops. The word there refers to the office. That's the word shepherd. And elders refer to the individuals, that they should be men that are mature. They are the same. One refers to the office, the other to the individuals. And deacons or should be spiritual men performing a secular service.